CBS News Special Report. I'm Dave Barrett. The Supreme Court has ruled that public employees can't be required to pay union fees when they don't want to be represented by a union. We're live with correspondent Barry Bagnato for details on what is a complex decision.
The good news for unions is that this doesn't cover all public employees, only ones in a category the court calls partial public employees. In this case, that means part-time healthcare workers in Illinois. This is a loss for unions and their ability to organize and expand, but not a killing blow, although the court reserves the right to expand this ruling sometime in the future, Dave.
Andrew Cohen is CBS News senior legal analyst. He joins us live with his thoughts on this ruling.
Yeah, for supporters of these rulings, it could have been a lot worse. The argument against killing them off outright was on the table in the briefs in this case and also during oral argument. But this is a ruling, as Barry says, that almost guarantees that we're going to see future legal challenges to these public unions coming to a Supreme Court that's very receptive to those challenges and very critical of the unions.
And now just issued a Supreme Court ruling on whether a provision of the Affordable Care Act requires a company to offer contraceptives to employees. Again, correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Dave, in the last and one of the most important rulings of the term, the Supreme Court says closely held family-run corporations cannot be required to provide contraception coverage under the new health care law if their owners have religious objections. This case involves companies with Christian and Mennonite owners from Oklahoma and Pennsylvania. Others are sure to seek exemptions now. Justice Kennedy writes the government could pay for this coverage. Dave?
CBS News Special Report. I'm Dave Barrett.